This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time over the next 2 hours you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, at any time you'd like to call in, we are live right now, broadcasting live out of the state of Minnesota. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is, sonsoflibertymedia.com just posted, Susan Hammer. FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. On top of accusing as being domestic terrorists, Christians, constitutionalists, conservatives. If you're pro-life, you're a domestic terrorist. If you believe in the Second Amendment and you have the right to bear arms, and you bear arms, you're a domestic terrorist. I don't know if you know this or not, but there were 74 definitions, friends, that were given out after September 11th, namely under Barack Hussein Obama shortly thereafter September 11th, where they began to define what a terrorist was. And guess what they are, friends? Anybody that stands against a global agenda. FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists? Who called them theorists? And if they're just theorists and they're the wackos that the FBI and the CIA-controlled media want you to believe they are, then what are they worried about? Folks, when you expose them for their conspiracy, listen carefully, because I'm going to expose 33 conspiracies that were sold to you as theories by the media that was giving cover to the conspirators, in fact, that turned out to be true. This is what they don't want you to figure out. The media demonizes those that are calling out those that are in fact guilty of committing the act of conspiracy. Oh, and by the way, for the record, conspiracies are very, friends, scriptural. If you go to Jeremiah 11:9, what does it say? It says, "And the Lord said unto me," this is Jeremiah warning the children of Israel to repent before God. Acts 20, verse 21, updating that, right? Warning the people to repent for their sin before a just and a holy God. Listen to where conspiracies made their entrance. "A conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." When did conspiracies make their entrance, friends? When the people no longer cared concerning the corruption that was taking place in their government and in their church. That's when they were birthed. What's happening today, all day long? Conspiracies are actually taking place. And again, what do we see? People that call out the conspirators for who they are, they're labeled by the CIA-controlled media. You remember the American version of the Gestapo said President Harry Truman back in 45? Right? That's exactly right. A whole lot of people talking about Nazism today, isn't it? Aren't there? A whole lot of people today comparing what they're seeing in their government today, they're comparing it to Nazism. Why? Because they understand the Bush link to where we're at today. It's a fact. Nobody can deny what I'm sharing with you anymore. You know, 15, 20 years ago, everybody would have said, Bradley Dean, you're a loon. Well, no, really what you're saying is you don't believe God's word. Now, I understand also, friends, in parallel, that there's people that go too far. I totally agree with that 100%. Show me the money. Show me the fruit of the conspiracy. But folks, how many of these national shootings that take place in public schools or these, for example, in Las Vegas and many of the things that are taking place, as I said, in colleges and in high schools today, are found to be false flags? Don't you remember history, friends? Dictators send their brown shirts in, they cause and create the problem, and then the dictator stands back as the people want more government control. And by the way, that was the end of their conspiracy in the first place, is they wanted to push you to come to them and ask for more protection from the government. And isn't it interesting, your government's now saying, we want to disarm you, let us take care of it. Yeah, how does that work out for any country, friends? Can we say genocide? Hey, I got a question for you. Is that a conspiracy theory too? Because we can go down that road too if you want. If you want facts, friends, facts don't care about your feelings. Facts are stubborn things. And facts stare the face and stare down those that mean to sell it to you as a theory. Again, let me say it this way, and we're going to get into the pith and marrow of this. I'm going to show you 33 conspiracies that were sold to you by the CIA-controlled media as theories that turned out to be true. And of course, nobody realizes that they're true when they're taking place because they're listening to the media during that time that they say they don't believe in. Again, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. But here's the headline, friends. FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorists. Also keep in mind, you're a domestic terrorist if you're a Christian, if you're a constitutionalist. Hey, folks, you're a domestic terrorist according to this government, friends. If you're pro-life, you're pro-Second Amendment. If you believe in Jesus Christ and act out what you believe, you're a domestic terrorist. You've already been defined that. Go online, friends, and find the 74 DHS definitions of what a domestic terrorist is. It defines what an American is. If you're anti-Muslim, guess what? You're a domestic terrorist, according to this new government, which runs counter to who we are as a people in this country. But I want to take this to the face of what the FBI plans to target concerning conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. Folks, they've been doing this for a long time. They're scared to death that they're going to be uncovered for who they are. And I've told you in the past, and I say it again, and it's not all of them in the FBI. I got friends that are former FBI. It's not all of them in the CIA. I've got friends that are in the CIA. I'm talking about the bad guys. I'm talking about the bad apples. Okay? I'm talking about the bad apples here that need to be uncovered. What are they worried about? They're afraid, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out that they are the ones that are in fact responsible for the conspiracies as the media attempts to demonize anybody that dares call out the conspirators for their crimes against we the people. And again, how do they do that? They polarize and they demonize the very people that are calling out the conspirators for who they are, in fact. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're just going to get to this. America, sheep to the slaughter. And again, the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. Jeremiah 11:9. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to detail for you, friends, all the conspiracy theorists that have been sold to you by the CIA-controlled media as theories that, in fact, turned out to be true conspiracies. Okay? You know, here's the bottom line. Everywhere I seem to look, I can see the conspirators working relentlessly through the media propagandists who are attempting to rearrange your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. That's a fact. Did you just see recently, friends, that the, I believe it's a city board in New York that's going to reopen the investigation into a 9/11? There's way too many contradictions concerning 9/11. And I've just got to ask you this. Again, judging men by their fruits, right? Matthew 7:16. That's what Jesus told us to do. Who's attacked the American people more than these agencies that have been set up by their own government since September 11th? Nobody has. Folks, a foreign government couldn't have dreamed of doing to us what your government has been doing. There's no question about it. While walking through the Chicago airport the other day, I went into several of the stores where I could see the attempt to exchange a lie, Ephesians 2:2, for the truth on every shelf. And it's absolutely amazing to me. The useful idiots are continuously put up by their masters. Those that are willing to out and fall, look everywhere on the bookshelves. They're on the magazines. They got their own books. They're doing book signings. These are the people that are selling you out. And they're rewarded by their masters for selling you out. And that's only temporary. Keep that in mind. As I gathered information for the show today to verify everything that I'm putting forth, I noticed that the communists are hard at work attempting to attack and discredit anyone and everyone that tells you the truth, which exposes their lies. Of course, that's why they crucified Christ. Read John 15. I mean, folks, I did a little homework on myself. Bradley Dean, he's a lying preacher. I know. I know. I'm a gold-plated conspiracy theorist. Really, can you prove that? Bradley Dean, he's a devout conspiracy theorist. Really? You know, this reminds me of a guy said 50 years ago, he was told that everything that was happening during that time. He said, I was told that everything was a conspiracy theory. He said 50 years later, he said, I can't find the theory. It's all conspiracy. He's exactly right. Nothing new under the sun. Folks, Bradley Dean, he's a lying preacher, a gold-plated conspiracy theorist, a devout conspiracy theorist. I mean, folks, I think it's more ridiculous when people just drink the Kool-Aid and just go along to get along, as they're complaining about the same media source that's giving them the lies that they're drinking in. That's just so hypocritical to me. It's sick. Here, do you remember Columbine? Here, I just wanted to start off with this because I've seen several videos on this. You were sold that Columbine was done by two teenagers, right? And as you were sold that Eric and Dylan, Eric Klebold and Dylan, I'm sorry, Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris shot up to school. It's interesting how they set that narrative just instantaneously. And the first thing they did was go for the guns. But you didn't get a chance to hear the over 100 eyewitnesses that said that there was more than two shooters. How come we were never told about the other shooters? How come that was silenced? How come that was omitted through the media? What are you talking about, Bradley? If you go online and dig for it, you can still see the newsreels right after the school shooting on April 20th, 1999. And the eyewitnesses are still up at why. Hasn't anybody taken the time to show the American people what the eyewitnesses actually said they seen? And here comes the CIA-controlled media saying, no, you didn't see what you say you seen. This is what they do. They browbeat people into submission. You didn't really see that. You didn't really see that. No. It doesn't fit our narrative. This is what they should be saying because through their actions, this is what they're saying. No, that doesn't fit our narrative. Let's find somebody else. And this is what they do. Pickle, can you go ahead and play that for me? I want you to listen to this.
Channel 4 Live. Can you tell us your name, please?
Chris Wisher.
Chris, where were you?
I was in back of the school behind the cafeteria when we heard what sounded like fireworks. So we went back. We started running. We came back. We just figured it was fireworks. We looked up. We saw two kids in trench coats with guns and another kid just standing there on the side of the school in white. We saw him. One of them turned at us, started shooting.
Toward you?
Yeah, towards us. We were probably 100 yards away. We fell to the ground, and then the bullets stopped. I don't know what he was doing. He might have been reloading or something. So we got back up. We looked over. We saw the kid in the white throwing the bombs on top of the school. It's some kind of grenade or something. I don't know what it was.
And he was dressed in white?
He was wearing a white shirt, yes. And I don't know whether he was armed or not with a gun. And at that time, we just ran.
Please don't give us any names, but did you recognize these students?
Yeah, I thought I recognized one of them.
As a current student?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
okay.
Glad
you're
pretty
okay.
Crazy.
Have you reconnected with your mom and dad?
Folks,
yeah.
We played these videos for I've you before. We played these audios for you before. One kid said he saw four shooters. Over 100 eyewitnesses that were inside of that school said that there was more than two shooters. What's the first thing the media went for, friends? Gun control. Gun control. Did you also know that one of the individuals, he was incarcerated, he was thrown into a mental hospital because he was trying to tell the American people what really took place in that public school that day in Columbine. Why is that? Matter of fact, if you look at Michael Moran, that loon's video, Fahrenheit 9/11, he actually talked to him. I'm sorry, Bowling for Columbine, forgive me, not Fahrenheit 9/11. He's now incarcerated. They put him on dangerous psychotropic drugs to shut him up. He's in a mental institution. I mean, let's forget about what was going on with the sheriff's department in Columbine and what they were doing to Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about what really matters in these situations, friends. Instead of looking at the guns as being the problem, why don't we look to the people that are actually setting up these false flag attacks? Well, wait a second. They're busy trying to demonize anybody that dare calls them out for their involvement in these crimes. And friends, what I'm sharing with you right now, you can't make this up. Over 100 eyewitnesses claimed they saw more than two shooters. And that was all squelched. Did you know about the two kids that were at a Subway? A boy and a girl that were friends with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold? Did you notice that they were, you probably didn't hear about this neither, but they were shot and murdered inside of a Subway by a sharpshooter. Their bodies laid overnight inside of a Subway until the next morning, and they were mysteriously killed off. Why? Friends? They don't want you to answer the question marks, friends. You know what's interesting to me, and it bothers me to no end. I just watched MENA, Arkansas. George Bush, Oliver North, it was a CIA operation where they brought drugs in, and Bill and Hillary Clinton were actually overseeing this operation in MENA, Arkansas. This is a fact. It's easy to find. Matter of fact, you can even find video of a reporter asking Bill Clinton in front of a group of people during a press conference questions about MENA, Arkansas, and he said he had nothing to do with it. He denounced nothing. You know what was interesting about the whole thing, friends? Is he didn't deny it. And what's interesting as well is eyewitnesses to MENA, Arkansas, there's about 200 people that are dead around the Clintons, for those that didn't know. And just last week, another report came of another young man who was taken out, who was investigating Hillary Clinton. He was a former Marine. Before that, there was another woman that just brought information to the FBI concerning a pedophile ring around the Clintons. Guess what? After she brought that information to the FBI, she's dead a week later. People, when are you going to get to the point where enough is enough concerning the crimes that are being committed against you? Because the fact of the matter is, going back to MENA, Arkansas, everybody knows who the guilty party is. You know what they were doing? Well, they were talking about corrupt politicians. This certain corrupt politician. Why don't you just say his name? Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Nope. Everybody kept calling the guilty party, friends, the corrupt politician. They wouldn't say his name. Why don't things change? Because America, you in fact are drinking the Kool-Aid if you refuse to uncover and deal with those that are in fact guilty of committing the conspiracies against we the people. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president took to Twitter to tweet about interest rates and trade on Saturday. He says things are going along well with China and says that the Chinese are going to be paying tens of billions of dollars because of their monetary devaluations. He also wrote that China is pumping massive amounts of cash to keep their economy going. As far as how close we are to a trade deal with China, economist with the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, believes
there is extreme frustration at the White House, and it starts at the Oval Office, that the Chinese are not negotiating in good faith. They go back on one thing they say they'll do one day, and the next day they do exactly the opposite.
Multiple SWAT teams are responding to a possible active shooter situation at an El Paso, Texas Walmart. Police say the man went into the Walmart and started shooting and is now inside a mall, which is right next to the Walmart. Police have blocked off all exits and entrances to that mall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about how on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, the FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorist threats. What are they worried about? I'm just laying it to your candor, friends. What are they worried about? If they're just theorists, everybody thinks they're lunatics anyways. No, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out what's actually going on. Everybody knows what's going on, but they want to play dumb and act like they don't know what's going on, like that of Mena, Arkansas. The drug operation that the Clintons ran, that George Bush Sr. set up, along with Oliver North and the CIA. And the people that were killed, that were eyewitnesses to the drug drops, including Barry Seal, who was doing the dropping. And everybody keeps talking about this corrupt politician, but they won't say his name. Everybody knows who they're talking about, Bill Clinton. We know who he is. Why do we want to act like we don't know who's responsible for the crimes? Well, because we might end up dead just like them. Well, we're all going to die. You know, the problem is most people haven't figured out if you want to live for something, you got to first die for what you're living for. FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists. I'm exposing false flag attacks because I'm showing you right now, friends, that there's 33 conspiracies that were sold to you as theories that turned out to be true. And I'm going to hit them. I'm going to PowerPoint them in just a moment. But what came to my mind before the show today, friends, was that of Columbine. Over 100 eyewitnesses said there was more than two shooters. We just listened to one young man who talked about three shooters. Then I also brought up the fact that two friends of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were in a subway and they were shot by a sniper. Oh, wait a second, Bradley. Come on, that's crazy. Really? Here, let me go ahead and play the piece. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Is that not a newsreel? Okay, friends. Is this a newsreel? Okay, I can't do this. Okay, friends, we're going to pick this up in just a minute here. But what we're talking about right now, friends, is 33 conspiracies that were sold to you as theories. Friends, Sam, is that a newsreel? Okay, I'm not hearing anything come out. There's no talking going on.
It hasn't even had time for the first wounds to heal before we're pouring salt right back into that wound. And it's as traumatic for me as I'm sure a lot of you and a lot of this community. None of us like dealing with the circumstances. And I think it intensifies it even more when it's related in any way to Columbine. However, I would also like to make clear that at this point, there is absolutely no reason to believe that it's related to anything that went on at Columbine High School.
Oh, no. Just due to the fact that they're friends with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold.
No reason to believe.
Nothing to do with it.
Other than that.
In who's stonewalling the investigation, friends, as usual, those that have been put in place to protect the conspirators of their crimes. My goodness, friends, this is history. When are we going to learn from history? How many people I talk to that are involved with something going on, they say every time it gets up to the FBI, the investigation's off. They throw the scent off. It's over with. Why? Why, friends? Hey, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and it's exactly what they're doing. How many school shootings have taken place since since April 20th, 1999? I'm just curious. How many? A whole lot, right? Friends, I mean, what happened around Columbine is just absolutely ridiculous. These two kids that were killed in the subway, who are the first people to say, no, you know, just when the wounds were about to heal, they pour more salt into it, and mysteriously they just happened to be two more kids that were killed that just happened to be friends with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. You didn't hear a word about that because they didn't want you to hear about that, because then it becomes too obvious as to what's going on. That means there's a conspiracy, folks, that is being played out in real time. That witnesses are now being killed off in the process. The other young man that I was talking about in Bowling for Columbine was Mark Taylor. You should listen to him and his mother, what they had to say about what happened in that public school, what they knew of the local sheriff there, and what he was doing to the two boys' friends concerning Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. This is just a little salt on your tongue concerning what's happening in your country. I'm talking about 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. I am so sick and tired of people just saying it's a theory, or when you tell them what you know to be true. Hey, folks, it's interesting how when the media counters the truth, it's interesting how people are all ears. But when the eyewitness has to say something, if his voice gets through at all, it's kind of funky the way people will look at him. There's like a glaze over their eyes, like question marks going up everywhere. Did you really see that? Is that really what you seen? Well, that's not what the media told me, say it the 94% of the American people that say they don't believe the media. Whoa. Again, let me lay to your candor. How do you help a people like that? I mean, folks, just think about it. You have many outlets in the United States and on a global scale today that are trying to deny that the Holocaust ever took place. Just think about that. They're trying to deny that the Holocaust ever took place. Did you know that during that war, the Second World War, Did you know that Eisenhower, when they discovered the camps, if you haven't seen The Band of Brothers, it's a documentary movie. It's very accurate. I have friends that were actually a part of The Band of Brothers. Many of them died off now. But we've talked to them personally about what took place there. What's interesting to note, friends, is when those camps, those Holocaust, those camps were discovered with the dissidents and the Jews in the dispersed, friends, because 11 million of them were killed. Did you know that Eisenhower sent cameras to film the bodies being bulldozed into mass graves? Because he said, I don't want our future to forget about this. He said, because people will try to deny that this ever happened. Well, they're doing this right in front of your faces on a daily basis. All day long. You know, I could jump over to 9/11 right now. 9/11, as I said during the first segment, they're reopening the investigation September 11th. Why? Because nobody expected the buildings to fall to the ground. Heat goes up, it doesn't go down. 50% of the people in New York after it happened believed that it was an inside job. Did you hear that? No. No. What you heard was from the CIA-controlled media how we got to go deal with a country that did absolutely nothing to us. Because we wanted to get their resources, namely their oil, and we don't want to talk about Rumsfeld, who actually set up Saddam Hussein until they didn't need him anymore. And, of course, we want to just ignore General Wesley Clark, who said we would be in none of those countries had it not been for an oil presence. Of course not. And why did people fail to identify what took place there? Because they failed to know history. The way you take out your political opposition is to attack yourself, friends. This is nothing new. Attack yourself and accuse your political opposition of it. And then what? Enrage your people to go to war on your behalf to snuff out your political opposition. Yep, that's exactly what happened. And remember that war was only supposed to last 6 months. Remember, there was weapons of mass destruction. I've actually played audio for the American people, and it's funny how the conservatives of the day will hold to the fact to justify what that criminal did, George Bush, in attacking that innocent country. And I'm not talking about Saddam Hussein. I'm talking about the innocent people there. It's amazing how far they will go to attempt to justify the unjustifiable. Weapons of mass destruction. I played audio where George Bush said there was no weapons of mass destruction on two different occasions. So what did we attack him for? Well, we know that there's oil there, but we won't talk about that because we might, well, then become the object of, well, maybe we're one of those conspiracy theorists. We don't want people to look at us like we're a bunch of whack jobs, but yet everybody else is thinking the same thing. When God brings the truth by the Holy Ghost, it's not there to confuse you. Confusion's not of God. It's there to open up your eyes because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be known. Friends, He's going to expose it. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. So what does He do? He shows His people the truth. Are you listening? To he who has ears to hear, let him hear the Spirit of the Lord. What He has to say. To those that have eyes to see for what it is. We can only do those things which we see our Father do, and we can only say those things which we hear our Father say. Folks, I'm giving you factual information. The media gives you nothing but a bunch of question marks as they inundate you with 20 different versions only to confuse the people. That's a conspiracy by design, by the way. That's a conspiracy by design. You know, and going back to September 11th, it's interesting, friends, how nobody talked about the third building dropping. Nobody's talking about the videos that were recently released, friends, about the missile that hit the Pentagon. Nobody wants to talk about that. But it's interesting, when it first happens, the FBI, they confiscate all of those videos. Why? Why? Because they want to set the narrative. They want you to believe what you're told, and you better not go outside of the scope of what they told you, because if you do, then you're going to make yourself a prey the way it tells you in in Isaiah 59. Those that depart from wickedness become a prey. Hey, folks, it's better to depart from wickedness than to be a part of it, let me tell you. because I'm quite frankly sick and tired of these conspirators trying to tell us what we're going to believe and pretend with them and act like it actually happened the way that they said it did, when in fact you know as well as I do, as well as conscience, it never did happen that way.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to let you know, too, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, going line upon line, precept upon precept, we're talking about how the FBI plans to target conspiracy theorists as domestic terror threats. Okay? And what we're doing is we're uncovering what they're attempting to cover for in so many different fronts. I'm not saying every single one, but I am saying for a great many of them. We're talking about 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Online right now on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have this journalist exposed a pedophile ring, a sex ring in Mexico. You should see what they did to her. Folks, we hear this all the time. People that are exposing pedophile rings, drug rings, government corruption. Isn't it just bizarre how they just die off mysteriously? And it's always sold to you as some sort of suicide, like they shot themselves like 8 times in the head with the shotgun. And the people buy it. The people buy it. Truth is stranger to fiction to people, man. I'll tell you what. But when you give them fiction, they think it's the truth. And it shows you how reprobate they are. Here, let's get going on this, okay? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, I'm not speculating here. If you call in, make them sound facts. Sound means without air, Okay? Let's stick to the facts. The Iran-Contra affair. In 1985 and 86, the White House authorized government officials to secretly trade weapons with the Israeli government that were then secretly traded with Iran in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages held in Iran. I remember that. The funds from the trades were then used to help finance the illegal war in Nicaragua. The plot was uncovered by Congress in 1987. The documentary series Core of Corruption was then exploring details on the Iran-Contra conspiracy in great detail. Notice I didn't say theory. Okay? The series is five separate films written and directed by Jonathan Elanoff, investigative journalist and reporter for the New World Order Report. Now, keep in mind, friends, this is another thing, real quick, and I'm going to stay on this topic here. It's interesting that George Bush Sr. called for a New World Order over 212 times from the presidential pulpit. He said, out of chaos, we can create a new order. Who's creating the chaos? They need the chaos so they can create the new order. Why was it Rockefeller that was continuously talking about how we needed a major crisis to take place so they could come in and bring forth a new government? Well, they didn't talk about that after September 11th anymore, did they? Nope. We're not theorizing, friends. We're not speculating here, friends. It's exactly, by the way, after September 11th, we had a congressman say that this president now, like his father, has the opportunity to create a new world order. And also keep in mind the Unpatriot Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny. Folks, take the time to read through it. Not one congressman or congresswoman had time to read the stack of papers called the Patriot Act. Not one, America, not one read it before they signed it. You know what time they pushed it through? 3:30 in the morning. Hey, folks, let's take this to Scripture. When did they apprehend Jesus Christ? At night? Was it legal what they did? Nope, it wasn't legal. Why is it that they had to apprehend him at night? Because they were afraid of the people. Because the people believed that he was the Christ. Okay? When they judged him, how did they judge him? Did they judge him with a public forum, or did they do it in concealed quarters? Concealed quarters. How does government operate when you see these conspiracies? We wait to hear what they have to say about it. You know, it's like after John F. Kennedy's assassination, right? Right after he was assassinated, 20 different stories came out concerning what happened. Anybody that called out who was responsible for the assassination, that was debunked. It was omitted. Over 400 people died around the JFK assassination. I'm just kind of curious, friends. Are we going to play stupid? Are we going to act like that didn't really happen? You know, that was the day that truth fell on the street. And what's sad to say about it is the American people let it fall on the street. And they haven't picked it up ever since. But what did the American people do? They settled for the Warren Commission. Who was the Warren Commission, friends? They were the fox in the chicken coop. John F. Kennedy just got done saying he was going to splinter the CIA into 10,000 pieces, right? He just gets done firing the head of the CIA, who was appointed then to the Warren Commission. Friends, are you seeing this through? Are you thinking about what you're being told? Because if you don't, that's what I'm doing here. I'm thinking this through, and I'm sick and tired of being lied to. Absolutely sick and tired of being lied to. And I'm more angry, friends, and I was speaking of Alan Dulles, but I'm more angry when I see reports like the FBI is going to come out and bully anybody that exposes the conspirators for who they are. Oh, wait a second. I thought the FBI was set in place, friends, to protect the little guy from the big guy. No, friends, that's not the history at all. That's not the history at all. Mask off today in a big way. They're there protecting the big guys against the little guys. against the little guys. Aren't you sick and tired, friends, of seeing these scandals with these corrupt politicians over and over and over and over again, and nothing happens to them? But you see, the little guy down the street, he violates the law, man. I'll tell you what, they send the message, especially, friends, if they got a point to prove, they will drive him into the ground. Right? Hey, folks, and by the way, I agree with the law. Anybody breaks the law, it applies to all of us. Okay, but what I'm making the point here concerning corrupt politicians that are busting scandal after scandal, you know, I'm sick and tired of them being left undone, acting like they're above the law. And folks, why did they not indict each other? Because they're not going to turn each other in. That's why. See, and that's where it's for the American people to come in and do for themselves what they, corrupt politicians, are not going to do. And isn't it a sick day in America, friends, when the American people have been led by the nose by the new administration to go attack a third world country because we better set that country straight, but he refuses to drain the swamp. He refuses to bring in the rule of law to clean ours. Come on, let's call it for what it is, friends, because I am sick. Hey, for me to justify what we do to a third world country for the same things that we are guilty of is not just before God. And it's not just before men. We are not to be partial in judgment. We are not to be partial in truth. And we are to judge according to the word of God, regardless of what we like concerning the outcome. That's just a fact. I want to go back to this Iran-Contra. Because it goes into drug running. During Iran-Contra, drug smuggling by the CIA was uncovered, and to this day, the United States population is largely unaware of the findings of this information. Why? Because the media is covering for the CIA. Who pulls the strings? That's why. Both posts on CIA drug running in this in the article, 33 Conspiracies That Turned Out to Be True, are the very best topic of drug running during Iran-Contra. There's videos easily accessible concerning the CIA drug running in L.A. You can watch the videos where the useful idiot was put up to basically stonewall anybody going any further into uncovering the CIA for their involvement in drug running, right? And financing Nicaragua, the illegal war there, which, by the way, was operated by none other than, guess what, friends? Oliver North and George Bush Sr. and cahoots with Barry Seal and who else, friends? We have Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. We have eyewitnesses now coming forward calling out Bill and Hillary for that whole operation. This just came out within the last year and a half. See, we never hear about this. We just let them do what they want to do, and we just try to stay out of their way. Folks, sooner or later, it's going to come to your door. You are those that are guilty of pushing off the seat of violence, which will come nigh to you if you don't deal with them. Ask any country that has been plundered by dictators, friends, how they operate. They start little by little, and then they just keep working on anybody that might oppose them. Okay? That's how they do it. CIA drug running in L.A., Pulitzer Prize winner, journalist Gary Webb exposed this alongside LAPD narcotics officer turning whistleblower and author Michael Rupert, CIA contract pilot Terry Reed, and many others. They fessed up to what was going on. Gary Webb was demonized by the media that he was in fact working for. I'm not going to give you too much. I'm going to come right back to Gary Webb and CIA drug running in L.A. If you want to watch the video, friends, 33 conspiracies that turned out to be, in fact, conspiracies. These are videos that they don't want you to see, but they want you to demonize anybody that dare uncovers those that are involved in the conspiracies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.